Thanks for joining us here at Edgecast Mini. This is Jeremy again, and I hope you're having a great day wherever you are and whatever you're doing. I want to encourage you as well, just that we do actually have another weekly podcast that comes out from our youth services. Every week we record and podcast the sermon. So if you haven't tuned into that, or if you're looking for something a little bit deeper in the Word beyond just the devotional things, go ahead and grab that podcast. You can find it on our website, www.theedge.org/SG, and check it out. And I think you'll be blessed by that. Well, today I want to take you through a scripture from Acts chapter 13. This is really a turning point in the book of Acts as Paul and Barnabas start their missionary journeys. And the whole book of Acts from now on really shifts focus and begins to focus on the ministry of Paul, really one of the great apostles of the church. And this is what it says. It's just the story of them being sent out. Acts chapter 13, verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Back then, Paul was known as Saul. And so he says, "Separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them." And they fasted and prayed, lay hands on them, and they sent them out, or sent them away. And I was reading this and just thinking a little bit about it. It actually reminded me of a scripture that we read in the previous Bible reading we were doing last month in Romans. And I thought, wow, what an awesome scripture that, about God's calling and his destiny upon our lives. And I want to challenge you this morning, or, maybe it's nighttime, you're tuning into this, or in the middle of the day, but I want to leave this challenge with you about your calling. Many times there are things that we sense God calling us to. Many times we can kind of point back to a period of time or a service or a moment where the call of God came upon our lives. But sometimes it can seem so hard to attain that calling, to really find a way to reach for that and see it fulfilled inside of your life. And I believe there's a key here in what the scripture says, and it's the most fundamental thing. It's so simple, and yet it is the one thing that would cause you to really obtain everything that God has called you to in your life. And this is what it says. The Bible says, listen, the Holy Spirit spoke to them, said, "Separate to me Barnabas and Saul to the work in which I have called them." And what I want to just speak to you about briefly, and the thought I want to drop in your heart, is this, that there's a difference between God's calling upon your life and your separation to that calling. That many times the calling of God comes to us. Many times God speaks to us and challenges us in different ways. And you may or may not know specifically some of those things God's asking you to do, but there are different challenges he's given through your leaders and pastors and different ones. The calling of God comes into our life. But the one defining factor in your life that will cause you to either obtain your calling or neglect it is if you have separated yourself to that calling. I thought it was so interesting as we read the book of Romans in the Bible reading plan we've been going through. The very first verse, just caught my attention and smacked me in the head. It says, "Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle," and then it says, "separated to the gospel of God." And so there's this really clear distinction in Paul's mind between what he's been called to do and then his choice to separate himself to that calling. And so that maybe there's some things that they burn in your heart, you want to do it, you want to be this person, you want to live for God, but it's like it's a struggle. Well, let me challenge you today. I want you to examine your heart and really ask the Lord, "Lord, have I separated myself to you? Have I begin to really wholeheartedly give myself to the calling of God?" Because the calling of God comes upon you, no strings attached, but it comes with a condition that you accept and you respond to it. God doesn't just magically make you that person. There's a choice in your heart to separate yourself. So if you feel called to touch your generation, what are the fruits of that in your life? Have you separated yourself from sin? Have you separated yourself to prayer? Have you separated yourself to the Word? Have you separated yourself to be a witness? Because as much as the calling is awesome and we need that, I want to challenge you today that if you want to fulfill your calling, you should get out a piece of paper today and begin to write down, "This is my calling, and these are the areas of my life." Maybe list like 5 areas or 10 areas. These are the things that I'm separating myself from, and these are the things that I'm separating myself to in order that I would fulfill the call of God upon my life. And I believe as you do that and you're faithful to God and his calling, you're going to see him do more in your life today and this year than you have ever seen before. So would you be encouraged today? And can I just challenge you to run for the calling of God with everything that's in your heart, because he's definitely worth it.